Good morning, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Office Fixed Income Desk. Asian markets on a mixed tone as investors await an eventful week with key macroeconomic data releases and policy announcements. Earnings announcements from Apple, Alphabet, GE, Pfizer, HSBC, Macquarie, BP, Royal Dutch Shell and McDonald's are also due this week. The US GDP stats came in stronger than expected. The US economy grew at 3.2% annualized rate in the first quarter of 2019. The strong reading supports the continuity of one of the longest economic expansions on record. Dissecting the report, one key inflation measure, the PCE, dropped to 1.30 in the quarter from 1.80, which prompted a sharp rally on the US Treasury bonds. This week would remain key for financial markets as the Fed's policy decision and press conference is due on Wednesday. Moreover, investors would also pay a close watch to the Treasury's refunding announcement as well as payrolls report, which is due on Friday. Emerging markets' debt performance was mixed on back of concerns surrounding Argentina and Turkey. The five-year credit default swaps on Argentina and Turkey soared to new year-to-date highs of 1,214 bip and 460 bip respectively. Broadly, emerging market high-yielding corporates and sovereigns outperformed those on the investment-grade sector. The S&P 500 is on a record-breaking trajectory fueled by the earnings season so far, with almost 50% of results yet to report. Of the reported, 77% have beaten expectations at the earnings level, while 54% on the revenue front. This indeed has supported and reflects on the strong spread compression witnessed on the US corporate bond markets. Both investment-grade and high-yield bonds have staged a strong comeback, with spreads now at 110 basis and 359 basis respectively. We keep a close watch on the volatility front, that's a VIX index, given the nudge higher in the last few trading sessions to 13.25 for any early signs of risk aversion at the marketplace. The Fed funds futures are now pointing that the central bank's benchmark will fall to 2.18% by the end of 2019, more than a quarter point below the current Fed effective rate. The US 10-year has rallied hard, pushing the yield below 2.5%, which is a strong reflection from the recent Q-on-Q PCE reading. Last but not the least, the Central Bank of Russia kept its key interest policy rate at 7.75% at its April MPC meeting. The accompanying statement reiterated a dovish message. Thank you and have a great day.